On Tuesday, state and local economic development officials announced the relaunch of the Windham County Economic Development Program. To find out what this means for residents and businesses in Windham County, we turn to VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So, the Windham County Economic Development Program, what is it and why does it need a reboot?
The program's charge was supporting businesses and creating jobs in Windham County, and the State Agency of Commerce and Community Development was given the job of redesigning the program because it's going to be responsible for distributing money that the Shumlin administration had negotiated when Entergy announced it would be shutting down Vermont Yankee.
How much money are we talking about?
$10 million over the span of 5 years.
And does the Agency of Commerce and Community Development oversee the program now?
Well, the agency has put together an advisory council to oversee the project, and the council's made up of representatives from state and local economic development organizations, as well as reps from the towns of Brattleboro, Wilmington, Rockingham, and Vernon.
Mm-hmm. And how is the money being distributed?
Local businesses and entrepreneurs can apply for competitive grants and for loans, and there's lots more information at the program's new website. That's gowindham.vermont.gov.
And this week you wrote about another grant program, this one through the Vermont Community Foundation's High Meadows Fund. Tell us about that.
The High Meadows Fund has just announced nearly $250,000 in grants that it's awarded for its new Watershed Resilience Initiative. And the idea is to get towns to work together when it comes to watershed planning and to take into account the consequences of local land use, both upstream and downstream. And they're working on the premise that the severe weather and flooding events we've seen in recent years will continue to strike Vermont communities, and those communities need to be prepared.
How will these grants help do that?
Well, the money was awarded to teams that had to involve at least 3 different municipalities in the same watershed. And 6 teams were given grants from watersheds surrounding the Lamoille River, the Mad River, Millbrook, the Saxons River, South Lake, and Upper White River. And each team is going about it a little bit differently. The efforts range from community education to information gathering to conservation work. For example, the Lamoille River team is developing a flood model to help communities understand their risks and to prioritize road and other infrastructure for either restoration or conservation or adaptation even. And then the Millbrook team is working on implementing bank stabilization and floodplain projects that came out of a recent stream assessment.
And looking ahead to September, you wrote this week that the Springfield Steampunk Festival is happening September 11th through the 13th. What will that entail?
This is a new event. It's being put on by a group called the Steampunk Society of Vermont. And that group grew out of a Facebook page of just Vermont fans of that fiction genre. And as you may know, steampunk portrays a future without electricity where technology is powered by steam and gears. And steampunk also incorporates sort of a Victorian aesthetic. So what you end up with has been described as a futuristic Victorian age. And so the event is being hosted by the Harkness House Inn, which is a Victorian-style turn-of-the-century home. And that was built by Vermont Governor James Harkness. Harkness was also an inventor and an industrialist. And he built a telescope on the property and an observatory and then a tunnel system connecting the house and the observatory. And there are several rooms in the tunnel, including a secret workshop. And festival goers will be able to explore all of that.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect venue. Thanks, Amy.
My pleasure, Mary Carol.